This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible in part by SRS Commodities and Johnstown Bean Company. And joining the program this week is Johnstown Bean Company General Manager Dylan Carley. And Dylan, up there in the northeastern part of North Dakota and the region that you serve, dry edible bean harvest is hitting that 75% done mark. How's the harvest been going thus far?
It's been really nice to be out there in a combine and be able to just set it down and direct harvest, flex the beans off without worrying about all the mud and dirt issues that we do in certain years. Black beans versus pinto beans, the black beans seem to have taken it a little worse. As a whole in our growing area, if I had to pick a number for where pinto beans are generally averaging, it's probably about 13 or 14 bags per acre. That's normally about 16 to 17. Black beans is dragging behind that, probably 1 to 2 bags an acre. The biggest factor that we're seeing here in the valley is sugar beet ground is tending to be 3 to 4 bags per acre worse than wheat and corn ground.
And Dylan, we've seen some pretty favorable pricing options here at harvest. What's your take on the situation?
Yeah, certainly. I do see that there's some really high pricing pretty much across the board, whether it's navy beans, black beans, pinto beans. We're seeing $48 to $50 across the board right now. I do expect that to probably soften up slightly as harvest wraps up, mainly to slow the pace. The whole crop can't be bought and sold in a 3-week, 4-week window right at harvest, but I think it's going to overall be pretty attractive pricing all year. The big positive to that is it's going to lead to a potentially high revenue insurance pricing. That revenue insurance for the fall price doesn't get set until January, so things could change a little bit between now and then.
That's the Dry Bean Scene, made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association and BASF's Sharpen Herbicide.